Passage 17. Unconditional love is the answer. There was a time in my life I became afraid to love, because all those times I fell in love, I got hurt. I thought maybe that's why it's called falling in love. I would give my all, loving deeply and wholeheartedly. Then somehow, something would go wrong and my whole world would crash. Disappointment, resentment, anger, pain. Why? Can we not love without pain? Is disappointment really a price to pay for all the happiness we feel when we're in love? Should we blindly accept that because we love, we get hurt? It was only after many years of soul-searching and internalizing inspirational writings that I discovered that I can love without getting hurt. I finally understood that unconditional love was the answer. Except that people express love in different ways. How do you express your love? You say, "I love you" 3 times a day. You kiss and embrace him every chance you get. You never forget your anniversaries, and you always prepare his favorite dishes. How does he express his love? He rarely says, "I love you." He seldom kisses you. He forgets your birthday, and he doesn't even try to cook. But he works overtime, walks the dog, helps you with the laundry, takes you to the movies, and calls you honey. He probably loves you as much as you love him. He just shows it differently. If you can accept that difference, then you can have a healthier perspective of your relationship. Love without expecting anything in return. Now this is where pain comes in. When you demand something in return for the love you give, you are actually setting yourself up for disappointment, because love cannot always be reciprocal. Love between two people can never be of the same intensity at the same time and place. No matter how much your partner loves you, she will never be able to fill all your needs all the time. And you are worst off if you believe you should love only when you are sure to receive equal love in return. Sad to say, you will be waiting in misery forever. Love now. The past is gone, and the future is just a dream. All of yesterday's aches and pains, even the joys and laughter, are mere memories. Let them go. And your fantasies and worries? They may never come. So why dwell on them? Live now. Give love now. Do it now and enjoy the moment. That is the secret of inner contentment. Yes, you will say that unconditional love is easier said than done, especially when we have always believed that love is give and take. Try believing that love is simply giving. They say, give until it hurts. Let's say, love until it hurts no more.